to I Am Refocused Radio with your host, Shamaya Reed. This show is designed to inspire you to live your purpose and regain your focus. And now, here's your host, Shamaya Reed.
Hey, welcome to I Am Refocused Radio. We are here once again. Just like any other time, we have another show, another guest. Today, we're talking to Kim Rahier. She's going to share with us on the topic today, Muscle Your Way to Health and Longevity. She is a former journalist turned health coach. She is a survivor of MS turned European champion and master weightlifting. She's going to tell us everything about her story. So without further ado, welcome Kim to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate your time being on the show. First and foremost, kind of give us a little backdrop of what caused you to start paying attention to your health more. And what is that story from you?
Yeah, it was all quite sudden, actually. It's like they said in this, I love a Hemingway novel, The Sun Also Rises. He asked the guy, how did you go bankrupt? And he said, two ways. First, slowly, and then very quickly. And that's exactly, I think, what happens to our health. So I was 45, I had three kids, I had a full-time job, working as a journalist, and I thought I had it all. I wanted to prove that you could have like a career and a family, and I thought everything was going well. And then one day I picked up my kids from school, and I realized that I was seeing double. Now, that's like super scary because, you know, you can ignore your way out of back pain or achy knees. But when you see double, you know there's something wrong in the brain, right? So I went to the doctors, was sent to hospital, spent 6 weeks there. And after 3 weeks in hospital, I was totally paralyzed from the hips downwards. And they were sort of guessing it was something autoimmune, but they couldn't put their finger on it because the cross eyes and then the paralysis didn't fit into boxes. And it wasn't after I left the hospital 6 weeks later that they made up their mind and said it was a syndrome called Guillain-Barré, but that's a one-off. So it comes and goes. It's like a, you know, shot across the bow and you know you have to look after yourself more. And I'm thinking now that it was linked to stress also because Guillain-Barré, that's the name of the syndrome, happens often in soldiers. And in a way, I was probably soldiering along at the time. But I got better. I learned to walk again. I felt better. I was happy. I was grateful. I was really cherishing life and small things like being able to walk. And then 2 years later, my left hand started going numb. And I knew from the sensation that something was wrong. And then, you know, more tests, more analyses. And it turned out that now I had full-blown multiple sclerosis and needed lifelong treatment.
We're talking to Kim Rahier on Refocus Radio. You can go to her website, KimRahier.com. And today's topic, we're all talking about health, specifically muscle your way to health and longevity. When it comes to you and your mission, your mission to help women to, like yourself, embrace better health and embrace, you know, more strength and more muscle in regards to their health. You also have a program on your website that people can read more about. Kind of explain to the audience what made you want to start a program to help women to overcome any, you know, strength issues that they might be facing themselves.
Yeah, that's it's, you know, it seems like a big shift because I used to be a journalist and then now I'm a health coach and like, you know, like a fitness trainer also in a way. And many people don't understand this, but when I was diagnosed, and maybe because of this experience in the hospital where I felt so helpless and so powerless, I felt this urge that I wanted to get physically strong. It was like a need that I experienced, and I had to go and start working out to build muscle and become strong. And I got better so quickly with that, physically better, like all sorts of things that the doctors thought would not come back, like reflexes and stuff, you know, that hurt the nerves in my relapses. They came back. But most of all, my mental health improved dramatically. It just gives you a load of confidence when you lift weight. So I felt, because I was getting better and better, and now I have actually been since treatment for MS for 6 years without any symptoms, So I think, I'm not claiming that this is a cure for MS, but I think when it comes to our overall health and well-being, that I'm onto something. And if we can focus on physical strength, we can actually have loads of other health issues like in the bag. Muscle will take care of so many problems that we have. They could be metabolic, they could be joint health, bone health, mental health. If we start working out, we will get better in all those areas. And I just want to share this message to, you know, as many women as possible, because especially in midlife, all of a sudden, you know, this is health comes knocking at our door and says, hey, well, what have you done? And then we get overwhelmed and we're looking for remedies and we're Googling and finding 1,000 things that we should do or could do, eating styles. And I think like building muscle and becoming strong is the simplest, really simplest and most powerful way to get better. And that's what I want to share.
With your service, when it comes to weight loss, a lot of programs are out there for you and your unique story. How do you use your own experience as a strategy to help your clients to understand their journey on exercising and practicing a healthy lifestyle?
I think the biggest and the most empowering thing that I can share is, you know, from the point of view of my story, is that I was actually paralyzed. I was in a wheelchair. And you know, you can't get much lower than that in terms of your actual health. And I came back. And I think this is something that I can help people understand. Even if you're feeling very low, even if you have high mileage knees or you've experienced all kinds of illness or injury, you can always come back. And what you need to do is work around limitations, because as we age, we all get limitations, but you can start working around those and staying active. And I'm hoping to give people hope with my story, where I really came back from a very low point. And it's a bit in the way, this thing helped me a lot. Why not give it a shot? Because it is so simple, and maybe it will help you too.
Can you also touch on how you personalize training plans for individuals? A lot of people are off the bat sometimes will say, oh, I'm so busy. How am I going to fit this in my busy life schedule? How do you try to assist them in finding ways to make time?
I think that's actually the two most important parts of being successful with an exercise program. The first one is, you know, for it to be adapted to your skill level at that, you know, at this very point in time. So not like, oh, when I was younger, I used to run marathons, or a few years ago, I could lift 200 pounds. You know, just where you're at right now. Let's assess that and start from there, because that's the point, you know, where you can actually have an impact and do something. Make it challenging enough, but not overwhelming. Make sure that you don't get hurt. So first of all, this is the point where it has to be really individualized. And the second point is, yes, how do we make time? How do we make sure that we keep doing this, that we do not have to take 500 decisions in order to make it to the gym, like pick a gym, pack a gym bag, take the car. And what I do, what I start my clients with is I give them a 10-15 minute home program that they can do first thing in the morning, even in their pajamas if they want to, because that way we can lower the resistance to doing this to a minimum. And resistance is a big thing, and it's nothing that is conscious or that we do on purpose. It's our brain is resistant to change. So if you want to change your lifestyle, you must make it as easy as possible, lower the resistance. So that's what I do. I give you a very short sequence that you can do first thing in the morning. You don't need equipment, you don't need gear, you don't need apparel, and you just do it. And that way you get that positive feedback that you need, because you're doing something, and then we create momentum from there.
With that approach, that's a great way to start from the bottom. Someone who maybe been through some frustrations, maybe in the past from workout plans or exercise programs. That is important for people to understand that you have to start somewhere. And what are some of the feedback from your clients who maybe express some frustrations with maybe regaining the weight? And how do you try to address that with them?
Yeah, the problem with regaining the weight is that most people view weight loss as something that you do, you know, you do something very radical or very harsh for a limited amount of time. Then you drop the weight and then you go back to what you did before. And that always backfires because it's that lifestyle that you're going back to that caused the weight gain in the first place. So you don't need radical 3-week juice cleanses. You need a lifestyle change, which is harder, but it's so much more rewarding. And it's something where I always try to keep a low amplitude in the things that I do with my clients. Let me explain that. So I don't want them to go all out 1 week and then do nothing the next week. I always want them to have a baseline of stuff that they keep doing and that they can imagine doing for the rest of their lives. Anything that you do for your weight, your fitness, your health, and you can't imagine doing that forever, is bound to fail because you need something that you can keep doing consistently to give you results. So I don't want, like sometimes clients say, oh, I missed a workout. Should I do 2 the next day? And I said, no. You know, we don't want that amplitude too high because the higher your highs, the lower your lows. We want a baseline of doing things every single day and make sure we keep doing them. And that's the road to success. And that's how you avoid going back to old ways and gaining the weight back.
That's a great approach because I think implementing something that is your normal standard, your normal routine, it kind of makes you not have to fight, you know, against it. It's like, okay,
yes,
I'm going to go ahead and do it because now it's the norm. It's almost like you wake up, make your bed. That's the norm. The extreme is not making your bed or making it nicely, and then you don't make it for the next 3 months. So I think that's a great balance to have a standard. So my next question would be, on your website, you have an assessment that people can take. What is included in this health assessment, and how can that help them fine tune their potential fitness plan?
Yeah, it's something where I ask some questions about like your physical state, and it's not about how many push-ups can you do. It's actually, you know, how do you tie your shoes? You know, do you have to sit down? So I'd sort of tie it back to everyday living activities. So we check out how functional, how performing you are in your everyday activities. And I also ask about things like, you know, how relaxed are you? How easily overwhelmed are you? How is your attitude? How do you feel? Because we need a concept of deep health if we want to improve. Even if it's something very specific like our weight, we always have to see it in a bigger context. And then after this assessment, I give a few hints or recommendations depending on what your result is, what you could do next.
When you are looking back where you started from and where you are today, I mean, that in itself took time and commitment. So my next question for you is, how not only did you get to that new standard, but how did that affect how you just look at your life and how you interact with others? Because I'm sure that had to make some kind of new energy, new perspective on how you feel.
Absolutely. And it sounds a bit crazy, but with hindsight, my health struggles, even though those were dark times when they happened, I'm now grateful for them because they taught me one thing, and I think that's crucial for anything that we do, is to focus on what I can do now, to tend to the immediate, what's around me. So when I was ill, it was, what can I do now? How can I move? What's the next step? And it's like this with everything that we do in our lives. I think if we keep looking at big pictures, yes, we are always told we need to be strategic and plan and have a big goal in the far distance. But that big picture can be quite scary. And if you just have been diagnosed with something, the big picture will scare the living daylights out of you. So I learned to focus on what I can do next. And I think that's super empowering, because there's always something that we can do next. There's always something we can do. And in terms of health, it could just be go for a glass of water or go for a walk, something small, but that gives you this feeling of having done something instead of losing yourself, in the distant future that doesn't even exist. I'm also very grateful, which I'm not sure I was aware of my blessings before I fell ill. Now I'm grateful every day for being able to walk. And it has also affected my relationship with people, because I'm also grateful for people. And even people, that rub you the wrong way and you think, oh my God, that was an unpleasant meeting. I'm even grateful for that, because it helps me grow, and it helps me, learn about myself, how I react to things, how I relate to things. So I'm really grateful for this whole experience, because living in the now is incredibly rewarding, and actually makes you then achieve those new standards, because when you live in the now, you do something every day.
We're talking to our guest, Kim Rahere. You can go to her website, kimrahere.com. Today's topic, muscle, your way to health and longevity. We oftentimes can hear things being said like, surround yourself with great people. There's nothing wrong with that. In this case, is it more important for the individual to make that decision themselves, like whether or not I surround myself with good people who maybe have this new health standard where they're just, disciplined, whatever. Would you say it's more important for the individual to make up their mind that this is going to be my new standard?
I think that has to be the first step. You have to do it and decide it for your own sake, because that's going to be your driver. That's going to be the thing that, makes you get up in the morning and do things. And I think the look at your environment is crucial, but will come as a second step. But you should never underestimate the role of your environment. So you can make that decision for yourself. And I think you must make it for yourself and say, this is the standard I'm measuring myself to. That is what I want to do. And you start doing it. But if you discount, the power that your environment has over your decisions, then you're going to have a really hard time. So first you make your decision, and then you find out, how is my environment actually helping me or hindering me? And, we don't always get to choose the people we surround ourselves with. It's, it's not like we go, it's not like an Amazon. We click people and those are the ones that we want, and we don't order people that we, like family stuff. It's not, you can't choose everything. But you can decide on what kind of attitude you want to assume. And then you need to learn to talk to people, and you need to learn to explain to them what's important to you, and what they can do to respect that at least, or maybe even help you with that.
And the reason why I mentioned that is because it reminds me of a previous interview I did, a country singer, she lived her dream, even though her own family didn't believe that she can make it in the music industry as a country singer, folk singer, and a songwriter. And I thought that was amazing, because when she shared all the things she accomplished, it's like, man, you would have thought she had all the support she could imagine. And for you, if you can talk to someone who may not have that kind of family or friend support as far as like them trying to set a new standard in their health and wellness, what would you say to them to keep them encouraged that at the end of the day, you have to live, with your body and your health?
That's a really tough one. And I actually talk to women a lot who tell me that they were brought up with this notion that like physical fitness or looking after your physical health is like a vain activity. like it's selfish. And it's just about, you know, how you look or how you want to impress people. So that's a really, that's a hard path that you have to walk. You really need to reconnect with yourself and your deepest values. And I think it helps to think that if you are not healthy, and even if you're not happy, you will be absolutely of no use to the people around you or to the world. You will have much more impact on the world if you are happy and healthy. And if you don't have people surrounding you who support you, yes, it's going to be harder, but you're going to come out the other end so much stronger. And I'm sure that your impact will be much bigger because you've had to fight for it. But it's something where you really need to disconnect your own values from what people around you are telling you. And it's hard, but it's totally worth it.
In addition to that, I would like to add too that on the other side of that commitment comes new opportunities. Because add real quick to the country singer, she met so many new people. And her, you know, future, you know, chapters from her previous chapters in life. And I feel that's the same way once we make a decision to better ourselves. We're not going to stay in this current chapter. There's going to be, you know, new chapters are going to come about and new opportunities, new people, new everything. You know, everything is going to change eventually as we start to notice our change.
Absolutely. That's a great point. And this openness, you know, this huge amount of possibilities for many people, that's also scary because this openness, this possibility can be unpredictable. And for some of us, it's like, I'm not sure if I want to venture there. Do I want to go there? But I think it's also a big promise. And you just trust yourself to be able to pick, you know, the part of that that openness and the possibilities that you feel are right for you. And then, as you just described, you know, you open up your world and you get, you know, a bigger horizon and so many more possibilities. And then you will not be alone any longer because you will have people supporting you and it will be a whole different quality of life.
We're talking to Kimra here on I'm Refocused Radio. Go to her website, kimrahere.com, talking about the topic, Muscle Your Way to Health and Longevity. My last question to you before I ask how people can connect is, your journey wasn't squeaky clean. It wasn't like you just perfect and you're always happy. Everything was just flowing. I'm sure you had hurdles along the way when you had your ups and downs during your whole process of trying to get yourself healthier. What was one thing or some of the things that kept you motivated to say, okay, this setback is not the end. It's just a comma and I'm going to still press forward.
It's life. We have one life and I wanted to live it. And I wanted to live it no matter what. So stuff was thrown in my way. I didn't waste time thinking, why did this happen? Or why did this happen to me? I've always thought that this is a weird question. You know, when you say, why did this happen to me? It's like, yeah, someone else should have been chosen for this fate. No, it's me. It's my life. And I only have this one life. And I want to live it no matter what. And that's what kept me going, because just because it was not as I had imagined it or not as I thought might be perfect or as I had expected it, it's still my life. And I just wanted to grab it by the horns and keep on living it.
Before I ask how people can connect with you, just a little fun question. You say you live in Spain. What do you like most about where you live? Is it the food? Is it the music, the culture? What is it like out there in Spain?
Well, everything is great. The food, the music, the culture, the people, everything is easygoing, friendly. The most powerful thing that I love the most here is actually the light. Because they First of all, it's a sunny place, so there's a lot of light anyways. And then because they have a clock setting that is a little bit removed from their geographical position, they should have GMT, and they are 1 hour ahead, which means in summer there's daylight until 11 p.m. So there's lots of light always, and that gives you so much energy and creates so much joy of living.
That's awesome. So I'm listening right now, and they want to learn more about what you offer, services, coaching. How can they best way set up a meeting or just get more information from you?
There's two ways. You can go to my website, kimrahir.com. You can take the health assessment that you mentioned. You can also scroll down and book a call directly with me if you want to. And then you can go to Facebook and follow me. I'm there under my name, Kim Rahir. I share my weightlifting adventures, tips and tricks, fun challenges. I try to make it entertaining. You can see what I'm up to. And, you know, on Facebook, you can also message me if you want to have a chat. I'm happy to talk to you.
Been talking to Kim Rahir on Army Focus Radio. Go to our website, kimrahir.com. Go ahead and take that next step and mention everything that we have. We'll have mentioned in our show notes. Once again, like always, Kim, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Are you a business professional looking to share your latest news with a wider audience? Look no further than I Am Refocused Radio. We invite you to submit your press release to be featured on our blog section. With over 2,000 daily visitors, your news will reach a diverse and engaged audience. Best of all, this service is completely free. Simply email your press release to admin@iamrefocusradio.com. For guest inquiries or more information, reach out to admin@iamrefocusradio.com. Let's amplify your voice together with I Am Refocused Radio. Submit your press release today.